From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. A United States Intelligence Committee has released a disputed memo outlining allegations by President Trump's party that FBI investigators abused their powers in the Russia probe. The FBI is investigating Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election. Key Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff blasted the memo released Friday.
We now know from the FBI that when they finally got a chance to look at it, that the memo is seriously misleading because it omits very material information and has deep factual inaccuracies.
President Donald Trump authorized the release.
A lot of people should be ashamed of themselves, and much worse than that.
The FBI had warned against releasing it. Democrats say the allegations are made solely to discredit the investigation. Concern about Russia's growing tactical nuclear weapons. The U.S. will modernize its nuclear, land, sea, and air capabilities, top officials said on Friday. It's a move some critics say could increase the risk of miscalculation between the two countries. President Trump said he ordered the nuclear posture review within days of taking office last year. Here's Deputy Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan.
We must keep America's deterrent credible by making it modern. The 2018 NPR calls for modernizing the nuclear triad and command and control system, which is necessary, affordable, and long overdue.
While the document underscores the administration's concerns about North Korea, Iran, and China, the focus falls largely on Russia. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is on a tour of Latin American countries. He said in Mexico Friday that immigrants bring enormous value to the U.S., but added the U.S. government lacks good discipline in regulating who enters the country to live. The secretary spoke at a news conference after meeting in Mexico City with the Mexican Foreign Secretary and the Canadian Foreign Minister. He addressed President Trump's recent proposal for illegal immigrants brought to the U.S. as children.
And his proposal would remove the uncertainty for more than a million people that find themselves in this situation. And the president's been quite clear that he wants to see this solved.
After Mexico, Tillerson has talks in Argentina, Peru, Colombia, and Jamaica. President Trump's pick to be ambassador to Singapore has withdrawn her nomination. This after confirmation proceedings for her stalled in the Senate. Katie McFarland's nomination faced opposition from both sides over accusations she deceived lawmakers in relation to the Russia investigation. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Friday that the U.S. has no evidence that the Syrian government recently has used deadly sarin nerve gas on its citizens, but it is looking into reports of its use from people on the ground. Syria has denied using illegal chemicals. Mattis said the Syrian government has weaponized and used chlorine gas in the Syrian civil war. Kenyan lawyer Maguna Maguna was arrested for taking part in opposition leader Raila Odinga's swearing-in ceremony. Reuters' Julian Satterwhite has more.
Maguna's arrest is the second since the inauguration. On Wednesday, the opposition lawyer who administered Odinga's oath at the ceremony was also arrested. The government has called the alternative inauguration an illegal act. Three private channels who covered the swearing-in ceremony remain off-air on government orders, despite a court order that they be allowed to resume broadcasting. Odinga has accused the government of suspending the constitution by attacking the media. The police have declined to comment on the latest arrest.
That was reporter Julian Satterwhite. U.S. lawmakers, about 10 of them, are calling on the State Department to put pressure on the Haitian government to close an orphanage where adopted children have alleged sexual abuse. A letter from the senators said multiple children at the orphanage outside Port-au-Prince test positive for chlamydia. The orphanage director vehemently denies any abuse happened there. The U.S. flu outbreak worsened over the past week with hospitalizations at the highest in nearly 10 years, U.S. health officials said. 16 children died of the flu last week, bringing the total child deaths to 53 for the season. I'm Liz Palka.
That's the latest world news from VOA.